My name is Valery Kravchuk. I work as a principal support engineer for MariaDB Corporation, and today I'm going to speak about some advanced use cases for BPF trace utility when applied to complex code base like the one from MariaDB Serum. It's not the first time that I try to speak about BPF trace, and I have a very hard task today to fit everything I would like to say into this short 20 minutes talk. So I decided not to repeat myself and concentrate on my new findings and some details that had never been shared previously. I refer to my previous talks here and there, I refer to documentation, and you can see on slides that whenever I have some word underlined, it's actually a link to a more detailed description, official documentation, blog post, GitHub repository, or whatever. So basically, I would like to cover some problems one may encounter while building BPF trace from source code, and I will start with the explanation why this is essential. I'll discuss few details that I previously claimed as problematic, or at least never tried with BPF trace, at least when applied to a complex code base like MariaDB Server. I'll also try to push BPF trace to the limits, try to find out how many probes I can really create on my hardware, and how to make a good use of BPF trace so that it gets a chance to actually replace other tools for some tasks, like replacing GDB in a more lightweight tracing manner would be my final goal eventually. So, just to put you back in context, this slide is mostly not new. To remind you what BPF trace is, modern Linux kernels include so-called extended Borland packet filter system that was initially developed to trace network packages, then was extended for tracing everything inside the kernel, and then eventually was extended to trace everything covering the entire application stack, from application code to system calls to different subsystems in the kernel to even hardware. All that in a familiar manner in the programming language of BPF trace that resembles AWK and D language of dtrace utility from Solaris, the first one that introduced the concept of dynamic tracing into operating systems. So, BPF trace is the programming language that allows you to define some sequence of actions to be executed when some probe is hit. The probe is actually some event, and the probe covers everything from kernel trace points, hardware counters, there are periodic probes, profiling probes, special purpose probes, kernel probes. We will be mostly interested in user probes at the beginning and at the end, which functions naturally, because that's where we would like to add additional information collection or additional information output when software operates. So basically how you start with BPF trace, you have to install it, you can use packages in all modern Linuxes, or you can build it from GitHub source, and then you can do many cool things that are covered among other sources in my own blog posts tagged with BPF trace. Stay tuned, I have actually more than at the moment of creating these slides, so let's move on. On my system, I have several versions of BPF trace. This software is quickly developing, so as you can see from Git log, currently the last change was done on the 10th of January this year, so it's under active development. For this reason, you may want to get the latest version. For all purposes, I've already used BPF trace 4, versions or like 0.9.4 on newer are usually good enough. All the versions are really problematic, so you should just try whatever you want. And if you do not get the expected results, you get errors, it makes sense to rebuild from source. So I have actually three versions. One, very old actually, is provided by the Ubuntu packages. Another one is like my working version that I built probably in May last year and used until recently, 0.13. I'm satisfied with it, but I tried to build a new one as well. And eventually I succeeded. It's 0.14 and it's ready to use with newer toolchain and recent kernels and recent operating systems with many issues resolved, bug fixes, and so on. So.